The drums are beating, and in Kolkata, that means it's time for the city's biggest festival, Durga Puja, the five-day festival when the 10-armed goddess Durga comes down to earth with her whole family. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Durga Puja has always been the high point of the year's cultural calendar. But over the years, it's grown bigger and bigger ever since it was included in UNESCO's list of intangible cultural heritage. It's exploded. It's like a public art show on steroids. Hundreds of temporary temples or pandals spring up all over the city, and hundreds of thousands of people keep tramping down the streets all day and night. Volunteers with whistles keep the surging, jostling crowds moving. These days, thanks to an organization called Mass Art, there's even an art preview of Durga Puja more than a week earlier. Like it's a sort of gallery art opening, except the gallery is the entire city. The puja pandals used to be simple boxy affairs of cloth and bamboo. Now they are mega art and sound installations with themes like food, clothing and shelter and social justice. And
nowadays, we are going to shopping malls and purchasing things, but the farmers who are working day and night to get food for us, well, they are not actually getting the proper food.
But it seems as Durga Puja grows bigger and brasher and glitzier, it keeps looking back nostalgically to simpler times. In a crowded neighborhood in North Kolkata this time, at Kashi Bose Lane, the theme is the books of Leela Mujumdar, a beloved author of Bengali children's books, who was born in 1908. A little blue cutout train held up by volunteers chugs by, and the pandal is lined with lounge chairs. A volunteer explains why.
Okay. Yeah. That signifies that her writings were actually comforting. When we read her stories, the novels, a child or an adult, they both can feel comforting and relaxing. So we signify that you can relax. And
in the east of the city, in Damdam, a Durga Puja pays tribute to a legendary Bengali detective. This looks more noir than Leela Mujumdar, with cutouts of revolvers and stories of murder and cocaine peddlers. But it's still all about nostalgia, as people remember books they read as teenagers about the detective Bomkesh Bakshi. Volunteers turn giant pages of a book while actors reenact his stories. Far away from Bomkesh and Leela Mujumdar, in the western part of the city, the Durga Puja in Behala pays tribute to the delights of the circus. Swaraj Pal, a volunteer, explains the pictures that line the venue are of the forgotten pioneers of the circus.
In this cage, have a lady with a Royal Bengal tiger. Actually, she is the first lady of in our India to playing with the tiger.
At one time, people with dwarfism found employment in circuses as clowns. As circuses declined in popularity, the clowns were out of jobs. As a song pipes up at this Durga Puja, suddenly we are surrounded by little people in clown costumes. For a few days after Durga Puja, they have jobs at the circus. Near my house, another Durga Puja pays tribute to Raja Ravi Varma, a 19th century painter whose lithographs of Hindu gods and goddesses literally gave us the template for the features of today's Durga and her kith and kin. This pandal is covered with his lithographs, including dozens of vintage matchbox covers.
Raja Ravi Varma. With every stroke of his brush, he brought the gods closure to the people. With his own printing press, he carried their faces.
At another Durga Puja, a volunteer explains its theme, which seems to be all about commemorating childhood, from the first primers to seals and vintage advertisements.
Basically, we're trying to memorize our childhood, our history, our education.
That might make some wonder if this is all a big budget exercise in nostalgia, in looking back at things that have been lost in the name of progress. Nostalgia makes for great Instagram reels, but does Durga Puja mean much more than selfies and Instagram reels these days? Then I come across a little installation of a Durga that's made out of scrap leather. She rises from a city made out of cardboard boxes and old CD cases. Palak Sharma, working with the non-governmental organization Ektara, explains it was made by girls whose parents work in the city's sweatshops and factories.
The entire installation is made from the waste materials where the parents are working, like in leather factories, cardboard factories.
The girls who grow up there are imagining a new Durga who fights not with weapons, but with flowers.
And these flowers denote the 10 values like resilience, grit, confidence, and through which these girls...
In a city awash with Durgas that bask in the old joys of the past, it's a joy to meet a new Durga, imagining a brighter future. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.